USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The death toll from tornadoes that devastated towns in Kentucky may well surpass 100, Governor Andy Beshear said over the weekend. Mr. Beshear suggested that the event was the most devastating tornado event in the state's history. President Biden over the weekend committed America's resources to help.
But I promise you, whatever is needed, the federal government is going to find a way to supply it.
With Russia building tensions around the world with troops being deployed to the Ukraine border, the Group of Seven leaders, industrial democracies, warned Russia on Sunday of massive consequences and severe costs if it launched an attack on Ukraine. The joint statement from G7 ministers meeting in the northern English city said they are united in their opposition to Russia's military buildup near the border of Ukraine and called the Kremlin to de-escalate. USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. It really is remarkable. There's more than 400,000 members now who have shared more than $4 billion in medical bills, so they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing. If you join before December 15th, they'll waive your new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second, but call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline, December 15th, so call now and you'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
After G7 industrialized nation leaders threatened Russia with major economic consequences if they invade Ukraine, let's get an update on the Eastern European border crisis.
America's top diplomat says we need the three D's, diplomacy, dialogue, and de-escalation when it comes to Russia and its amassing of troops along the border with Ukraine. On NBC's Meet the Press, Secretary of State Antony Blinken was calling for cooperation from Moscow, but he confirms the fact that President Biden did lay out what would happen if Russia invades Ukraine when he spoke to Vladimir Putin in a video call last week.
So the President made very clear to President Putin what I've made very clear to Foreign Minister Lavrov is that we are looking at and we are prepared to take the kinds of steps we've refrained from taking in the past.
Blinken spoke as he was attending a weekend meeting of the G7. Seven nations in Liverpool, England. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We are USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I got to straighten out this closet. One side.
Classic radio theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Yikes! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Unusual tornadoes for this time of year devastated six states across America. The deadly tornadoes hit Kentucky particularly hard. Kentucky Democrat Governor Andy Beshear on Saturday.
This has been the most devastating tornado event in our state's history. And for those that have seen it, what it's done here in Graves County and elsewhere, it is indescribable. This will be, I believe, the deadliest tornado system to ever run through Kentucky. Now, earlier this morning at about 5 a.m., we were pretty sure that we would lose over 50 Kentuckians. I'm now certain that that number is north of 70. It may, in fact, end up exceeding 100 before the day is done. The damage is even worse now that we have first light.
An Arkansas waitress, Ryan Brandt, is fired after a group of Good Samaritans left her a $4,400 tip. The restaurant manager ordered her to keep just 20% and split the rest with the entire staff, then fired her for not following through. The waitress at Oven and Tap in Bentonville, Arkansas, said the rule never existed before the generous tip. Grant Wise represents the people that gave the big tip.
The server that we worked with the closest was let go from her job at the restaurant. And I can't fully understand why, but I think it's incredibly unfortunate, and especially this close to the holidays.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.